Katy Perry, Hot and Cold on 97.4 FM. Good morning. You are listening to Adam at Breakfast. We're here till 10 o'clock this morning. Loads still to come, including the Roxford English Dictionary, Nevermind the Buzzercock, and Stevie Wonder shout-outs in an hour's time, where a certain member of the A-team is celebrating his birthday today. 57. More on that, I've no doubt, in the Nevermind the Buzzercock question, because he's, like, well good. So make sure you stick around, all right? Got some music from McFly coming up very, very shortly, and some Fratellis as well. But right now, Drastic Times calls for desperate measures. As we all know, that football team from North Yorkshire have managed to get themselves into the playoff final, as well as the team from South Yorkshire. That's right. I don't think that it will only be Aston Villa wearing claret and blue in the Premiership next season. I've got on record and I've said it, all right? Yes, I think you are going to do it. The last place I would like to be in the world is in the northwest of England next Monday, right?
Especially in your house in Burnley.
Yes. Well, hang on. There's no way I want to be in the northwest of England. And there's definitely no way that I want to be on the radio come Tuesday morning after the bank holiday when all the Emmerdale Farm are back in the northwest celebrating and ringing this radio station up, giving me a load of abuse. So I have decided to edge my bets a little bit here. Still supporting Sheffield United. Fingers crossed they'll do it. I went to go and see the boss yesterday. I said, listen, I'm going to need some compassionate leave here.
Adam.
Anyway, we've had a bit of a chat about it and he's agreed. But for health and safety reasons, right, he has taken me off the radio for next week, which I think is a tremendous, tremendous act, right? Now, with me having quite a few mates who do support the Clarendon Blue from North Yorkshire, all right? And I'll go into Wembley, and I've no doubt my phone will be quite rife with text messages.
Yeah.
And there'll be quite a few on the phones phoning in and celebrating and all this type of stuff, okay? I'm moving out of the northwest for a week as well because I don't want to be around it.
You're not going to North Yorkshire, are you?
No, not at all. But quite a few people who I told yesterday, mates and stuff like that, some are supportive, some think that I should stick and bear it.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that the amount of abuse that I do give to Burnley throughout the course of the season, it's my own fault and I should sit on the radio for a week and stick and burn it and maybe do some stuff with them on the radio, which I personally think is ridiculous, as if you could even suggest this. What's your thoughts on me skipping the country?
Well, I think you're a bit of a coward, really. You give it out all year round, you give it out, and then when the moment comes that you might, just might, have to take a bit of stick back, you leg it.
No, I can take it from Blackpool fans because they're rubbish. Let's be straight, you know what I mean? But when it comes to this is ridiculous. This is Premier League stuff. I can't have them in Premier League. It's wrong.
Well, you do realise you're just prolonging the celebrations when they do win.
No.
It's going to go on for 2 weeks. They're going to start the week we get back and give you more.
No, well, we're relocating. I haven't told you this lot. Yeah, we are now going to be doing the show from London town. All right, we are moving out of the area. That's what we're doing. I can't do that. This is bad times. Come on, Sheffield. Anyway, 7:42. What do you think? Should I move out to northwest for a year? I'll come back when they get relegated.